Before you get into this episode, I want to invite you to join me on May 1st for a free live workshop. It's called Feedback Fixer Upper, How to Reshape Poor Performance with Your Words. You can sign up at awesomeleader.com/monthly-workshop or go to awesomeleader.com and look for workshops. Again, this is May 1st. It's 9 in the morning Pacific, 12 Eastern. It's free. Join me, and I will now let you get to this episode of The Leadership Shot. Ah, the times you spent together, huh? With your peers, kvetching about your manager, complaining about the snacks in the kitchen. Why the Munich office gets a day off for Oktoberfest? What the heck? Can't we get that day off too? Those inside jokes, those shared memories, they're gone. Because you know what? Guess what? You got a new title, crossing fingers, some more money, and in return, your former work friends hate you. I'm joking. It's only thinly veiled disdain, not hatred. I'm going to share some things that you need to be careful about, some mistakes to avoid when you transition from being a peer to becoming the manager of your former friends. It's a delicate process. It's like navigating a minefield of inside jokes and shared memories. Let's get to it. Let's talk about the common pitfalls you need to avoid in this transition. Remember, you wanted to be a manager, right? I'm Lila Billingtown. I'm an executive coach and the creator of Awesome Leader. I've coached founders, VPs, and C-suite executives worldwide for over 25 years. I make it easier for leaders to make decisions, guide their teams, have difficult conversations, and have fun in their roles. Yes, that's possible. I love what I do, and I love my clients. My number one passion is making it easier to lead and manage teams, no matter what your title is. And in my online coaching and training programs, I create leadership ease through 15-minute lessons in weekly group coaching. In this podcast, you can experience some of that micro learning. This podcast is a weekly shot of tangible leadership advice. All episodes are just about under 15 minutes. Let's get started. Hi, I'm Lila Billingtown, and this is The Leadership Shot. In this episode, I'm sharing how to avoid some mistakes when you move into a manager role, and the people you're managing are your former peers. Buddy to boss, peer to manager. Yeah, the transition from being friends with your colleagues to becoming their boss. It's daunting. You have to be delicate. And wow, I've seen it tons of times in my work as an executive coach. Imagine waking up one morning ready to tackle the day with your work besties, only to realize now they're not really paying attention to you. They're kind of ignoring you and they're not hanging out with you because you're the boss. Remember, you wanted this. You wanted this promotion. You asked for it. You interviewed for it. In some way, you said yes. So you got what you want, my friend. And the dynamic has shifted. It's an awkward transition from buddy to boss. And I want you to navigate this new reality without losing your cool. Well, you don't want to lose your friends, but you know, honestly, I think you're kind of going to lose your friends. That's not something you should be fixated on, okay? And actually, that leads me to the first mistake to avoid when moving from buddy to boss. First thing is seeking approval. This is when you seek approval more than asserting leadership. This is so natural because you're in a new role. You're a new manager, or at least you're managing this group of former peers for the first time. So as a human, you want to minimize what feels awkward, and what's new now can feel awkward and wrong. And it's so natural to want to maintain your friendships and in a way to seek approval from your former peers. Approval is easy. It's easy to seek that in a way. You think, oh, I just want to make them happy. You know what? I just want to get their approval. It's not really rocking the boat. But remember, if you've seen Dairy Girls, you know that rocking the boat can be dangerous. Rocking the boat is serious business. Remember what happened to Cousin Eamon. Joking aside, I want you to be conscious of when you're prioritizing approval of people or things over asserting in your new role as the team leader, because otherwise you're undermining your authority faster than you can say, rock the boat. Come on, you knew that was coming, right? Likeability really comes into play here. Do you like me? Aren't I nice? Please still like me. Please still be my friend. This is awkward, right? When you're managing your former peers, there's just no way around it. The sooner you realize you're not looking for an emotional high by seeking approval, the sooner you'll begin to worry more about your team and the work versus how you feel. Now, the second thing I want you to be aware of, ignoring hurt, miffed feelings, avoiding the awkwardness in this situation. Somebody likely wanted this job, your job, and you got it. Someone probably doesn't think you should be in charge. they don't want you to be in charge and they don't think you should be in charge. They like the other boss, or they thought they were going to be the boss. What I'm getting at here is that there are some people who are hurt. There are some people who are miffed. They're upset, right? You were just hanging out with them maybe a couple weeks ago and you were gossiping together. And now you know everybody's salary because you're in charge. This feels awkward. And if you don't speak to the awkward, it only gets worse. It doesn't go away. So don't avoid the awkwardness in this situation. It's going to get bumpy. And you can acknowledge, hey, you know what? This feels kind of weird to me. It is new and different that I'm now the manager. I want to acknowledge that it feels new and, like I said, awkward. And I'm role playing here and I'm doing it in kind of an awkward way because that's the reality. So I want you to speak to the obvious, yet don't. I'm sorry. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. Avoid things like that. Keep in mind that tons of people have done this before. You can do this. You've done much harder work. You can do this. Does it feel crappy now? Does it feel awkward? Yeah, it does. It's going to be less crappy next week, a couple weeks from now, next month, especially if you avoid these mistakes. The next mistake to avoid when you move from buddy to boss is neglecting to set and reset expectations. When you begin to manage your former peers, the expectations, goals, and guidelines their former manager, you know, the person who used to be in charge, what that person set, what they've developed, they need to be reassessed. I don't want you to assume that what that other person did still applies. This is less about putting your mark on things versus ensuring you understand the current and ideal states of each direct report's skills, goals, and aspirations. Failing to establish clear expectations for each team member and then aligning their individual goals with those of the team and the organization, that really results in confusion and a lack of direction. It's a little like expecting your team to complete a puzzle without the box in the picture. You just give them all the pieces and you just say, hey, put this all together. And it's very confusing and they're probably missing a few pieces, right? So you want to review the goals, expectations, and guidelines that have been offered to them about their role. In reality, this is tough. It can be tricky because if you're seeking approval, mistake number two, try not to do that. If you're seeking approval, you try to avoid tough decisions. And it's likely then you don't want to look at the current goals and projects with somebody. It's going to be so much easier to keep things as they are. You can do that for the first few weeks as you get into your new role. But once you hit month one, I want you to really understand who's doing what, why, how, and what needs to change. What do you need to celebrate? Who needs help? Who doesn't? And if you're thinking, oh, you know what, Lila, I don't want to ruffle feathers. People are smart. Yeah, they are. And this is not ruffling feathers. This is doing your job. It's what you're being held accountable for now by your boss. You're now the leader. Yes, people are smart, including you. And you can revisit and reset expectations. Now, the next mistake I want to make sure you don't make when you move from buddy to boss is avoiding tough decisions in order to keep the peace. As a new manager of former peers, it's tempting to block and tackle and avoid making challenging decisions. This comes from a good place. I want to make people happy. I want to make them feel good about me. I want them to think everything is just the same. I get it. And you know what? You're seeking harmony. And I feel bad saying this, yet it's kind of like a fairy tale. And it's one of those wicked fairy tales. It never ends well. That's because work isn't about harmony. Building a team isn't about harmony. It's unrealistic. It's unrealistic for you to say, I don't have to make tough decisions. I want them to feel good. It's all the same. Don't seek harmony. It's unrealistic. If things are quiet, if no one's pushing back, if everyone's smiling, it's either the lazy day after a launch or something's wrong. And it's probably something wrong with you because you want peace, harmony, flowers, cookies, yeah, all that. Okay, save it for vacation. When you avoid tough, difficult decisions, discussions, you create an environment where easy stuff gets done. And the critical tasks and projects that are interesting, even annoying, but they're interesting and fruitful and challenging, the ones where you really learn more, they don't get done. They don't get discussed. And those are the ones that make money, get clients, get good work done, develop skills. And a desire to keep the peace also leads to a lack of clear direction and accountability. Harmony leads to indecision and confusion. Don't seek it above everything else. Tough decisions are necessary. Come on. You made them before, even before you were a manager or managing a different team. So go into your new role understanding you have more tough decisions to tackle. That's okay. That's the reality. It's not bad. It's not wrong. All right. I hope this episode about the mistakes to avoid when you move from buddy to boss, from peer to leader, I hope this has been useful. It's now time to embrace being a manager, managing a team of your former peers. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next episode of The Leadership Shot. Before you go, please hit subscribe or click to follow this podcast. This tells me that the content I'm sharing is helping you, your team, and your company. You'll also learn when the next episode drops. And if you'd like weekly emails from me with more tips on how to move your leadership towards awesome, visit awesomeleader.com/podcast. You'll receive notifications of free workshops and free resources. Also, if you want to learn how to bring the first and only online leadership program with lessons under 15 minutes to your teams, visit awesomeleader.com. You'll learn all about my online coaching and training program. Thanks for listening to The Leadership Shot.